Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts and a workable process for agricultural workers. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In our last visit, we highlighted the concerns over the drama playing out over sending those who are legally in our country back to where they would be if they hadn't flooded our country's borders. While a lot of attention is concentrating on those who are more of a criminal profile, there are still concerns over whether workers, some of whom are long-term residents and workers without legal authority, and whether they're going to be sent away as well. As we pointed out, there needs to be something other than what we've been getting from our elected representatives when it comes to real immigration fixes. And one of the important parts of that effort needs to work through the issues of the H-2A program. This program is supposed to be for temporary, seasonal workers. Even though it hasn't been the simplest route to travel, it's the only legal system there is. The system that is used to build wage calculations off a terribly faulty adverse effect wage rate needs some very major overhaul. It's completely out of line to have a system like we've got, driving annual increases beyond any reasonable rate. The mandated wage for those foreign workers has grown faster than the national average wage for most workers in America for much of the past decade. The system also needs to find a way for year-round workers to be included. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman. Thanks for listening.